My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans. He is one of the leading experts on the Middle East. He's the author of numerous books, including Atomic Iran, as well as Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left, and World Chaos. He's a longtime personal friend of current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We want to get his thoughts on Netanyahu's efforts to form a new government following the recent elections in that country, what President Obama will want on his visit to Israel, and many other issues related to the Middle Eastern state. And Dr. Evans, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, good to be with you, Greg.
A big story breaking over the weekend, and that's that Prime Minister Netanyahu still has yet to form this new government following the parliamentary elections, and he's basically been given 2 weeks left to do that before other options perhaps will be explored. What's the biggest stumbling block to him getting this done?
Oh, the biggest stumbling block is the big O, Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama's got his team over there. They've been over there for a couple weeks, and they're meeting with the opposition leaders. Listen, Israeli elections were held within 48 hours of America's inauguration. Now, the deadline for the coalition is going to fall within 72 hours of President Obama coming in the country. So this is really existential. Obama doesn't dislike Netanyahu. He hates him. He hates him. Netanyahu has been able to succeed against Obama. How did he do it? He went directly to the House of Representatives and got 18 standing ovations. He went to the U.S. media. But now he's come to power weakened. Obama's come into power strengthened.
So what's the message that the Obama emissaries are delivering to the opposition leaders and apparently encouraging them not to participate in any sort of coalition?
President Obama, they know. The opposition knows. Here's what they're telling me. They're saying, listen, Bibi Netanyahu can't be prime minister for very long. If he's elected, if he puts the coalition together, the maximum it could survive is 2 years, maximum. Obama will be president for 4 years, and he's a superpower. So why should we cast our vote with Netanyahu when we can cast it with Obama? They're listening to Obama's people. Obama's people don't want Netanyahu back in office. Obama's people want to divide Jerusalem. They want a Palestinian state. They want Judea and Samaria settlements to stop, et cetera, et cetera. So anything they can do to weaken Netanyahu, they're doing, and they're succeeding at it.
Do you think it'll ultimately succeed?
No. I think ultimately Bibi's going to put his cabinet together. It won't be strong. He wanted to have a broad coalition of maybe 75, 80 out of 120 mandates. I don't think he's going to get that. I think he's probably going to get something in the high 50s or maximum low 60s. And it's possible that, in fact, within a year or two, the former prime minister, Ehud Olmert, will run again and try to defeat him.
So walk us through what happens if he can't form this government. Do we get new elections? Do we go to the next highest vote-getter from the recent elections and give them a chance to form a government?
Yeah.
How does it work?
It works like this. So he has 2 weeks, and then he goes back to the president, and the president goes to the second person, which will be Tommy Lapid. Lapid will take his coalition partner, Bennett, which have 31 seats, the same as Netanyahu. They'll try to form a government. They need 52 seats. If they can succeed, there won't be elections. If they can't succeed, they'll go back to elections again. But I think it's very likely that Netanyahu will be able to put a coalition together. But here's the problem. Right now, to put a coalition together, he's going to have to compromise on his core values. And what he compromises to gain, he'll ultimately lose. Listen, I'm very close to him. I'm the guy that recommended him for his first position in the government when I advised Menachem Begin. So I have the greatest faith in him, but he's got a very, very difficult situation on his hands, and it'll be difficult to govern like that. If he puts a coalition together, he'll be a minority in his own cabinet.
The settlements and Iran, are those the two biggest priorities you're talking about?
Listen, Iran is a very serious crisis, but no, with Obama, Obama gave his Egyptian speech in his first term declaring that the greatest instability in the Middle East was Al-Qaeda, the second greatest was Israel. He still believes that. And so he's going to do everything in his power to try to accomplish recognition of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital, and of course stop the settlement. But the dilemma that Netanyahu has is, if he swings to the center to accommodate Obama, and he will, then it will be it'll be the kind of leverage his opposition needs to overthrow him.
Explain for our listeners, because I'm sure the White House would push back on your statement that he said that Israel is the greatest threat after Al-Qaeda. How did he phrase it? How did he couch it? Was it his 67 borders speech? How do you get come to that conclusion?
It was the speech he gave in Cairo at the university in his first term, that he talked about instability in the Middle East. And he talked about the Palestinian crisis is the second most significant cause of instability in the Middle East. And you know, Israel gets blamed. Listen, there isn't any Arab regime, no thugocracy wants to solve the Palestinian crisis, because to have an army, you need an enemy. And Israel is perfect for the family-owned corporations called countries to blame their people for all their problems as opposed to blaming themselves. So Israel's got to be the tar baby.
So in terms of, there have been reports saying that President Obama is going to demand on this trip that Prime Minister Netanyahu set a withdrawal date from what the administration calls the West Bank in preparation for a Palestinian state by 2014. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Oh, yeah, you'll see that. But remember, right now, Obama has a lot more weapons because of what happened last week with the cuts. Now those cuts are digging into Israel's foreign aid. So the cooperative effort with Israel in their Arab defense system and many other areas are at the discretion of the president. So the president's going to be able to use money to try to force Israel to bow. And he's got an awful lot of cards he can play right now, and the prime minister is greatly weakened, not to speak of the fact his own foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, is in a serious trial.
When this comes to light about demanding removing settlements and so forth by 2014, essentially less than a year from now, what's going to be the reaction among the Israeli people to that demand from the U.S. leader?
Listen, the Israeli people are wanting to be loved. They're wanting to be liked and loved, and they're tired of being blamed for all the problems in the Middle East. The Israelis want to find a way to accommodate America. They want to find a way to solve the Palestinian crisis. They really do. And are they willing to support something that brings a solution? Yes, they are. The question is what? What they can't support is they can't support a Palestinian state that has an army, that has airspace, and has treaties. Because an army, airspace, and treaties with a Palestinian state would be an existential threat against the state of Israel and would be its downfall. Because, example, that Palestinian state could bring in Iran and other nations that hate Israel. So this is a very serious crisis for the Jewish people.
You made one prediction earlier that Prime Minister Netanyahu probably would be able to form a government here in the next couple of weeks. What about this larger prediction about President Obama trying to set the stage for clearing out settlements? A year from now, will things look much different?
The president has a lot of cards he can play against Israel, including economic. Will the Prime Minister try to shut down the E1 settlement building project to accommodate Obama? Yes, he will. He's going to try to do it quietly and find a way to do it. But any movement he makes to do that, he's going to lose his coalition partner. The partner he needs right now to form his government, his name is Bennett. If he does that, Bennett comes out of the settlement. Bennett will pull his whole coalition out of the government. It could collapse the government. So it's an existential dilemma for the prime minister. Any direction he goes, he falls on his own sword.
Dr. Evans, troubling to say the least, but thank you very much for your time today.
Well, the only good news is this. When he ran the first time, I told him, there is a God. And he made that his theme. Not because of me, but he made it his theme. And I believe, honestly, that this is a man that the listeners should pray for. and that, you know, man proposes, but God disposes. God can strengthen him and help him through this crisis, and it doesn't have to turn out the way I've described it. But in the natural, that's what it's heading towards.
Dr. Mike Evans is a longtime Middle Eastern expert, longtime personal friend of Prime Minister Netanyahu. He's the author of numerous books, including Atomic Iran, as well as Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left, and World Chaos. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.